form of the week, purchase agreement with short sale contingency, and deed in lieu of foreclosure, forms 150-5 and 406.
Why this matters. Alternative methods to a foreclosure sale on mortgaged property include a short sale and a deed in lieu of foreclosure. The purchase agreement with short sale contingency allows a buyer to purchase a property when the mortgage holder agrees to take a reduced payoff to satisfy the debt and clear title. The deed in lieu of foreclosure allows an owner to deed their property directly to their mortgage holder.
Conventional foreclosure.
Foreclosure is a procedure to recover the amounts owed on a mortgage debt in default through an orderly sale of property pledged as security for the debt. The foreclosure process is triggered by a default in payment or a breach of trust deed terms relating to the property. A mortgage holder, or carryback seller, holding a note secured by a trust deed in default, has two foreclosure methods available, the only methods to enforce collection of the secured debt. These two foreclosure methods are a judicial foreclosure sale, also called a sheriff's sale, or a non-judicial foreclosure sale, also called a trustee's sale. The key to the mortgage holder's ability to non-judicially foreclosure by a trustee's sale on the mortgaged real estate is the power of sale provision contained in the mortgage trust deed document. By foreclosing under the trust deed's power of sale provision, the mortgage holder avoids a costly and potentially time-consuming court action for judicial foreclosure.
Alternatives to foreclosure.
A homeowner in default on their mortgage has alternatives to foreclosure. Alternatives to foreclosure that may be more favorable for a homeowner include negotiating a mortgage forbearance, loan modification, conventional sale, short sale, and deed in lieu of foreclosure. A mortgage forbearance occurs when a mortgage holder agrees to temporarily forego proceeding with their collection efforts, such as canceling a trustee's foreclosure. During the forbearance period, the property owner takes steps to bring the mortgage payments current. A loan modification occurs when the mortgage holder agrees to change the terms of the note documenting the mortgage debt. The note itself is not canceled or newly rewritten, since the debt it documents is secured by a trust deed which references the note. A conventional sale of the property is the most common alternative to foreclosure, as the mortgage is paid off using the owner's sales proceeds. However, when the property's value is less than the mortgage amount, the owner's sale of the property is called a short sale or non-conventional sale. Short sales become common during recessions. During the Great Recession of 2008 through 2009, roughly 25% of California Multiple Listing Service, MLS, sales transactions were short sales. Following the Great Recession, California home prices peaked in 2022. Since then, prices bounced on a flat plateau of pricing, which held until 2026 when prices started to decline. Prices will continue to retract in the years ahead. This means anyone who purchased with a minimal down payment in 2019 through 2022 will slip underwater. For owners needing to sell property with a value less than the mortgage debt, they will either find a buyer and negotiate a short sale or default and force the lender to acquire it as real estate owned, REO, at a trustee's sale.
Short sale.
To dispose of a property in a short sale, the owner negotiates with the mortgage holder to accept the net proceeds from a sale of the property in full satisfaction of the greater amount of debt owed. To start the process, the property owner hires a real estate agent to market their property for sale. The benefits of a short sale are twofold. For the mortgage holder, a short sale saves money as the process is quicker, and often the payoff received is greater than bidders will pay at a foreclosure sale, or later when sold as REO by the mortgage holder. And for the property owner, a short sale usually results in less harm done to their credit score. Also, they avoid any moral shame they may feel from a foreclosure, though financially, the short sale result is nearly the same since the owner retains possession rent-free until the foreclosure sale. Still, a short sale results in the property owner no longer retaining the property. On a recourse mortgage in a short sale, such as with a commercial property or a home equity mortgage, they are also dealing with the mortgage holder reporting discharge of indebtedness income to the taxing authorities. To qualify for a short sale, The homeowner needs to be delinquent on their mortgage payments, owe more on their mortgage than their property is worth, and be unable to pay their mortgage.
Deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Another option also involving the turnover of the property is a deed in lieu of foreclosure, commonly called a friendly foreclosure. Here, the property owner voluntarily hands the mortgage holder a grant deed conveying title to them, an exchange of property for debt relief. This saves the mortgage holder time and money, since they avoid the costs and lost time of a foreclosure sale. Further, mortgage holders sometimes will offer relocation assistance to speed up the process. When a homeowner cannot avoid foreclosure by negotiating a forbearance or loan modification or a short sale of the property, the homeowner may be able to arrange a deed in lieu of foreclosure with the mortgage holder. The deed in lieu is usually a last resort, arranged when the mortgage balance encumbering the property is greater than the property's value. The mortgage is a non-recourse debt, and the owner fails to sell the property through a short sale. A homeowner who executes a deed in lieu acceptable to the mortgage holder essentially conveys their property to the mortgage holder in exchange for canceling the debt. Both the deed in lieu and a reconveyance of the trust deed are recorded, extinguishing the lender-borrower relationship between the mortgage holder and the homeowner.
Purchase agreement contingency in a short sale.
Especially in recessionary times, a buyer broker may encounter a seller seeking an unconventional sale when the property is underwater, meaning the mortgage balance exceeds market value. In response to this scenario, a buyer broker submits a purchase agreement on behalf of their buyer containing a short sale contingency provision. Thus, the close of escrow is conditioned on the seller arranging a short sale approval with their mortgage holder in full satisfaction of the debt. The contingency states, the agreement may be terminated by either the buyer or seller when the seller is unable to obtain written payoff demands and consent to the sale from the lien holders. The seller acknowledges a discount by the lien holder in full satisfaction of the debt owed has adverse consequences on the seller's credit score and income taxes.
Analyzing the purchase agreement with short sale contingency provisions.
A buyer broker uses the purchase agreement, 1-4 residential units, short sale contingency, published by Realty Publications, Inc., RPI, when preparing an offer for their buyer client to purchase an interest in a 1-4 unit residential property when short sale contingency provisions are needed. The purchase agreement, 1-4 residential units. Short sale contingency contains facts, the buyer's name, the amount of the good faith deposit, the property's address, and the type of ownership sought, fee simple, leasehold, etc. Terms, the down payment and mortgage amounts, the terms of the mortgage, the principal balance and monthly amount of the mortgage, any junior trust deeds, improvement bonds, and solar bond liens. Purchase price, the purchase price the buyer agrees to fund, with a provision for payment of the buyer broker fee out of the purchase price funds. Also attached is the law disclosure. Acceptance and performance, the amount of time for acceptance of the offer, a contingency provision for the sale of the buyer's current residence when applicable, a mediation provision, and any amount the seller is due on a buyer's breach. Property conditions, indicates whether the seller agrees to provide a structural pest control inspection report, a home inspection report, a home warranty policy, a certificate of occupancy, a certification by a licensed contractor stating the sewage disposal system is operational, a certification by a licensed water testing lab stating the well supplying the property meets potable standards, how many gallons a well on the property produces per minute, when applicable, an energy audit report, and the transfer disclosure statement. Due diligence contingencies, a contingency provision for the buyer's due diligence investigations into income and expense records, rental income statements, hazard disclosures, property condition disclosures, and other relevant information the seller is to deliver are listed in an addendum for buyer consideration and checking those applicable to the agreement. Short sale contingency. Sale of the property is conditioned on seller obtaining a discounted payoff demand from each lien holder in full satisfaction of all amounts owed, backup offer agreement, seller acknowledgement of adverse effects on credit and taxes, and the date of any notice of default recording. Closing conditions. The escrow company to be used, the date escrow is to close. Any covenants, conditions and restrictions, CC&Rs, or easements on record, and the title company to issue a policy. Notices. Regarding sales data, registered sex offenders, appraisal objectivity, gas and hazardous liquid pipelines, and supplemental property tax bill. Blank. Miscellaneous provisions not included elsewhere in the body of the form are listed here. And signatures of the buyer, their broker and agent, and a space for the seller, their broker and agent, to enter their signatures, forming a contract.
Analyzing the deed in lieu of foreclosure.
A mortgage holder uses the deed in lieu of foreclosure form, published by RPI, when the owner of a mortgaged property defaults and faces loss of the property by foreclosure. The form allows the homeowner to transfer ownership of the property to the mortgage holder in exchange for the mortgage holder canceling the trust deed note. The deed in lieu of foreclosure contains the date, owner and mortgage holder's identities, the county and address of the mortgaged real estate, the requirements the mortgage holder demands in exchange for the conveyance of the real estate. The deed is exchanged for cancellation and release of all rights and obligations arising from the mortgage, the note and trust deed, securing and identifying the debt and date it was entered into, the borrower's name and identity, truster or grantor, the name of the bank or mortgage servicer as beneficiary on the trust deed, and signatures of the property owners. The form is then notarized to verify the identity of the homeowner conveying the property.
For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit Form of the Week at journal.firsttuesday.us.